It's a brilliant early summer afternoon in Point Judith, Rhode Island. Brian Loftus and Joel Hovenegian have been soaking in the sunshine from the bow of Loftus' fishing boat. Their black pickups are parked next to the dock, and the tailgates of both are plastered with bumper stickers. Hovenegian points proudly to one that reads, National Marine Fisheries Service, destroying fishermen and their families since 1976.
That's everywhere.
Where'd it come from? That was you?
That was me.
Loftus and Hovenegian have other ideas for new bumper stickers, each of them more derogatory than the last. Back aboard his boat, Loftus explains.
Their information, their data, it's garbage in, garbage out.
Loftus is a third-generation fisherman who says government data just don't match what he sees out on the water.
The amount of fish in the ocean is the largest it's been since I was a kid. I mean, we've never seen as much fish around as there is now. All their data is 5 years behind, and even then it's not accurate.
Loftus and Hovenegian take issue with many of the methods used to assess the abundance of fish in the ocean. But their disdain for fishery science is also tied up in a deep mistrust of government and what they see as a conflict of interest. The fact that the scientists producing stock assessments are part of the government agency that sets fishing regulations, the same agency that's been found guilty of abusing the power to enforce those rules.
We don't trust NOAA. We don't trust NMFS. We don't trust the Department of Commerce because they've been sticking it in our rear end for the last 25 years.
Not all fishermen share Loftus and Hovenegian's attitudes, but a vocal subset have been saying things like this for years. Recently, it's caught on with politicians as well. In May, Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley filed a lawsuit against NOAA claiming that recent cuts in cod catch limits are overly harsh and based on, quote, flawed science. Massachusetts lawmakers have called for faster, more accurate stock assessments, but the scientists who produce those assessments, scientists like Dr. Liz Brooks of the Northeast Fisheries Science Center, say that's unrealistic.
I don't know that people really have an appreciation for how long it takes to prepare for an assessment.
To start with, NOAA runs two surveys annually. Each spring and fall, scientists essentially go fishing for whatever they can catch in pre-designated areas up and down the coast.
Each of those takes, I don't know, about 2 months' time. That's just on the sea, so...
Back on land, biological samples from the surveys, things like fish ear bones, have to be processed. Scientists also have to wait for the end of the fishing season to get commercial landings data and reports from observers who ride along with fishermen and record catch and bycatch information. All of that data is then fed into computer models that simulate fish populations.
So there's a tremendous amount of processing that takes place just for a year of data before we can even start analyzing it. So there's no way we could do real-time assessments annually, not with the staff we have.
Beyond the logistical issues, Brooks says calls for more assessments are actually counterproductive because scientists are left with no time to do the kind of research that could lead to better assessments. But the job of improving fishery science doesn't just fall to scientists.
There's a lot of things that fishermen could do to improve the modeling of many of these groundfish stocks just through data collection.
John Williamson spent 22 years as a commercial fisherman before turning to consulting and policy work. In the mid-1990s, he was serving on the New England Fishery Management Council when cod stocks collapsed. It was his job to carry news of scientists' dire findings to the fishing community. Initially, he says, his message was a skeptical one.
Well, this is what the scientists are saying, and this is the data they've collected, and this is why they're making these recommendations. I'm not telling you it's true. I'm telling you that this is what they've decided, and this is what we're faced with.
But Williamson found himself going back to scientists over and over for more information. As his understanding grew, his message evolved. That doesn't mean Williamson thinks assessment science is perfect.
Pulling out a number for the fishing community, this is how much of this species you can catch today. Pulling that number out of all that noise is really hard.
Bellyaching won't make it better, though. What might is more data. And that's where cooperative research comes in. Back in the 90s, council members responded to the cod crisis by financing projects that get fishermen involved in designing and implementing research. The Northeast region now conducts more cooperative research than any other region in the country. Dr. John Hoey of the Northeast Fisheries Science Center oversees it all.
The importance of the data the fishermen provide to our stock assessments can't be emphasized enough. Many of them don't perceive that, but it is absolutely critical for all the work that we do.
Fishermen are inherently keen observers, and they're on the water year-round. That puts them in a position to see patterns and changes that scientists might miss. But fishermen may not have the tools to quantify trends and put them into broader context. That's where scientists excel. By playing to each party's strengths, cooperative research provides high-quality data that address fishermen's concerns. But Hoey says better science is only half the equation.
And then the other part And it's explicitly written in the Magnuson Act. It's explicitly written in all of our strategic plans, is to build that trust, that relationship between managers, fishermen, research scientists, inside and outside the agency, so that we all understand what we're doing and we have faith that what we're doing is giving us better management.
Hoey and Williamson both say relations in the groundfish industry have improved, albeit slowly, and that cooperative research is a factor. But the two are also in agreement that nothing will eliminate tensions between fishermen and scientists while the fishery is running so close to the edge.
We're managing right now at the very limits of management. I mean, if these stocks were all in good shape, it wouldn't be nearly so hard.
Williamson says he expects the situation to improve in the next few years as groundfish stocks rebuild. The multimillion-dollar question is what the fishing fleet will look like when that day comes. For the Cape and Islands NPR station, I'm Heather Goldstone.